T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everyone. Very nice to see you all this fine, beautiful morning in Buffalo, New York. A very, very special time in the history of the city of Buffalo. My name is Dennis J. Richards, and I'll be your master of ceremonies for this ceremony, very brief ceremony, which acknowledges the decommissioning of one police station and the commissioning of a joint police and fire station. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I'd ask you all to please rise as the Buffalo Police and the Buffalo Fire Honor Guards present the colors. I'd ask you to please remain standing as I invite Tomiko Renee Williams to the podium to sing the national anthem. Tomiko.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the
you may be seated. Except for Tomiko, please stand up one more time. How about a nice round of applause for Tomiko? She is a proud graduate of the Buffalo Performing Arts Academy, as well as her very proud father is the commander of the Buffalo Police Honor Guard.
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant Darrell Williams. How about a round of applause for the Buffalo Police and Buffalo Fire Honor Guards? At this time, ladies and gentlemen, I call on the Reverend Dr. James A. Lewis III for an opening prayer.
Beloved, we greet you in the name of the Creator and Sustainer of this world with God's peace. Shalom. We've come to dedicate and consecrate this building to the service of many. Blessed are you, Lord God of mercy, who through your Son gave us a marvelous example of charity and a great commandment of love for one another. Now, God, send down that blessing upon this building, upon the individuals, the police and the fire departments, the entire city of Buffalo, those that who serve and give so generously and devote themselves to helping others, those that rush in when everybody else runs out. Grant them courage when they're afraid, wisdom when they must make quick decisions, strengthen them when they are weary, and compassion in their work. When the alarm sounds and commissioners need to make decisions and they're called to aid both friend, foe, and stranger, let them faithfully serve our neighbors in the Buffalo community, in every outer ring community that calls upon Buffalo for assistance. We ask this through Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Dr. James A. Lewis III. The doctor, Sunday morning, he was having his service, and he saw a little girl in his congregation right before the service, and he walked over, and he said to her, you do understand that children have to be quiet in church. And she looked up, and she said, I do, Reverend. She said, people are sleeping. For our opening remarks, ladies and gentlemen, I invite up the great mayor of the great city of Buffalo, the 62nd mayor of the city of Buffalo, Mayor Byron W. Brown.
Good morning, and I want to thank Chief Dennis J. Richards for serving as Master of Ceremonies. Let's give him a round of applause. Today marks a new start of a new era for public safety in our city as we commission the City of Buffalo Police and Fire Headquarters at the Michael J. Dillon U.S. Courthouse Building. In November of 2016, we gathered here for the deed signing ceremony to mark the transfer of this historic building from the federal government to the City of Buffalo. That $1 transaction set in motion the transformation of a vacant courthouse into what is now the joint headquarters of the Buffalo Police and Fire Departments. I want to note that that dollar was provided by Niagara District Council Member David Rivera, and he did not ask for reimbursement. Yeah, you can clap on that. Establishing a joint police, fire, public safety headquarters has been a goal of my administration, and this special building with its strategic location on Niagara Square was just what we were seeking. I want to, at this time, just recognize some of the people from the city administration and the Department of Public Works that played significant roles in bringing us to where we are today and getting this building open. Deputy Mayor Betsy Ball, Commissioner Luis Tavares, Commissioner Steve Stepniak, Commissioner Kevin Helfer, Pat Sullivan, Rashawn Sanubi, Mike Muscarella, Bill McGuire, Keith Schroeder, Aaron Harris, Phil Snyder, Brian Cook, James Cooper, and Jonathan Casey. Let's give them all a round of applause. As our city's resurgence continues, we are experiencing an increased demand on our police and fire services. This new police and fire headquarters offers both departments the technology and physical layout they need to efficiently and effectively coordinate and deliver critical public safety services. This project also brings to life this historic courthouse while making a substantial reinvestment in the heart of downtown Buffalo. It also adds to the nearly $6.5 billion in investment the City of Buffalo has experienced since 2012. The retrofitting of this building included construction of a new evidence storage facility, property, camera, and training rooms for police, a media briefing room, and installation of high-tech security measures. I'd like to thank Governor Cuomo, Senator Tim Kennedy, and Assemblywoman Crystal People Stokes for securing state funding for building upgrades and the New York Power Authority for funding the energy-efficient lighting system. I also, at this time, would like to thank every member of the Buffalo Common Council for your strong support and dedication to this project. Let's give our council members a round of applause. Today also marks the decommissioning of the former Buffalo Police Headquarters at 74 Franklin Street. That site will soon go on the market, bringing the city of Buffalo additional revenue while opening the door to new downtown investment. Again, welcome to the city of Buffalo's police and fire headquarters at the Michael J. Dillon U.S. Courthouse. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I now call on Council President representing the legislative branch, Council President Darius G. Pridgen, for some comments.
Well, I think this was the best dollar ever spent in history, and I don't know why the mayor thinks that Mr. Revere does not want his dollar back. That's going back into the council's chambers and for our money to run the city. Thank you to our mayor and to all of you who are here. This building represents not only professionalism for those who will occupy this wonderful building, but also one of preservation. And finally, one of progress. In a time in which we look to our neighbors in Pittsburgh, in times where there are tragedies and calamities and even natural disasters and unforeseen events, it makes sense to have our first responders in one building where they can work together, collaborate together, but most importantly, protect and serve. And so I salute the men and the women who will occupy this building, who, for all of us, allow us to sleep at night knowing that they are working together in this building for the safety of our citizens, for the safety of not only Buffalo, but of Western New York. So may we salute the men and the women who will occupy this building. And finally, our prayers are with those who may have to come through these doors, for whatever reason that they may have to come through these doors, that they will understand that they are in a city that does care, that does protect, that does serve, that does preserve, and that does progress. God bless you, and God keep you.
Thank you, Council President Darius G. Pridgen. At this time, we call upon the Police Commissioner of the City of Buffalo, Commissioner Byron C. Lockwood.
Morning. I'd like to thank the mayor and Council President Pridgen for their remarks and all the support we have received from the mayor and the council in seeing this project through. I also want to take time out to acknowledge some individuals that's here. I'd like to acknowledge retired Commissioner Dan Dorinda. I'd like to also acknowledge retired Commissioner Rocco Dina. Also, I want to take a minute to introduce my administrative staff. I'd like to introduce Deputy Commissioner Joe Gramaya. Deputy Commissioner Barbara Lark. My chiefs. Chief of A District, Chief Joyce. Chief of B District, Chief Kent. Chief of C District, Chief Wright. Chief of D District, Chief Barber. Chief of E District, Chief Menza. Chief of Traffic and School Resource Officers, Chief Young. And you already met the Chief of Detective, Dennis J. Richards. It's my pleasure to welcome you again to the new city of Buffalo, Buffalo Police and Fire Headquarters at the Michael J. Dillon United States Courthouse. A short while ago, I received a flag from our Honor Guard commander. It is the last flag that flew over the former Buffalo Police Headquarters at 74 Franklin Street. Now it has a place of honor in its new home, and it is displayed in this building as a symbol of the past that calls on us to look forward to the future of the continuous service of the city of Buffalo. This is a new era for the Buffalo Police and Buffalo Fire Department, and we mark it with our moving into the new home. We will be steadfast in our mission of providing the best possible public safety to our community, like the Buffalo Police Department itself. This new home also has a great history that we are all proud of. My hope is that this building serve our department and our citizens well for the next 80 years and beyond. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Lockwood. And our next speaker, ladies and gentlemen, is the Fire Commissioner of the City of Buffalo, Chief William Rinaldo. Commissioner William Rinaldo.
Thanks. Welcome, everyone. I was just wondering how many other folks that are in this building have gone to their old headquarters over the last couple weeks. I forgot to ask Commissioner Lockwood. Just by accident. Just gone to the wrong way. Gone to your old headquarters by mistake, possibly. Yeah, I know I have on at least two occasions, so. No one else will answer that question. Well, welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here. I'd also like to recognize a few of our ex-retired commissioners. I'd like to start with retired Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield. Retired Commissioner Calvin Worthy. And retired Commissioner Fred Langdon. I'd also like to recognize my command team, our deputies, Deputy Commissioner Shannon Street, Deputy Commissioner Ramon Suarez, Deputy Commissioner Dave Schieber, and Division Chief Michael Tuberdike. And finally, to all the men and women of the Buffalo Fire Department. Well, good morning once again. Coming together to formally open our new City of Buffalo Police and Fire Headquarters is very special and marks a new era for all of us. I thank Mayor Byron Brown, Council President Pridgen, and everyone else who helped make this project happen. Bringing the leadership and staff of both the Buffalo Fire and Police Departments under one roof will foster a multitude of benefits, possibilities, and opportunities for both organizations. Even more importantly, it will result in better service for the residents and business owners of the City of Buffalo. As senior leaders and planners, we are now systematically defining, managing, and influencing our futures, enabling us to formulate useful alternatives across a broad range of shifting environments and imminent challenges. In the increasingly complex world of emergency services, interagency and interdepartmental cooperation, communication, and coordination are essential and consistent with the Buffalo Fire Department's core mission to ensure the highest level of quality fire, EMS, and specialized services in our community through leadership, action, and partnerships with all levels of government. I look forward to living and working alongside our partners in the Buffalo Police Department in a unified effort that is mutually beneficial and in keeping with the mission and vision of both of our organizations. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Rinaldo. Next, ladies and gentlemen, not in our program, but very appropriate for the time, I welcome Cantor Penny S. Myers of Temple Beth Zion. As Bishop Pridgen had made reference to, we all know of the troubles that occurred in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we certainly stand in solidarity with our Jewish community and welcome Cantor. Thank you.
As we all know, that our world is ever-present and ever-changing, and we live in a very complicated time. But as senior clergy person of the largest synagogue here in Western New York, with two campuses, our main one being down here on Delaware Avenue, I can assure and feel comfortable and pastor to my congregants, letting them know and reassuring them that they are safe because of the men and women who serve in our forces in our community. And I'm truly grateful. I can speak on behalf of Rabbi Freirich as well, who's in Israel right now. And as our community convenes tomorrow evening for our Sabbath, we will have a solidarity Sabbath, and I know that we will be safe because of all of you who are here. And so before I close, I'd just like to offer all of us a blessing as we move forward. May God bless and protect you. May the presence of God, whatever God that you believe in or faith you adhere yourself to, be with you. May the presence of God provide you that with holiness which will give us that of shalom, that of peace. Ken yehi ratzon, may this be God's will. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you very much, Cantor Myers. Well, we're just about through, ladies and gentlemen, with our presentation. Our next prayer will be offered by the fire department's chaplain. You've already met Reverend Dr. Lewis, who's one of the police department's many chaplains, and he represents our corps of several chaplains. And the fire department is represented in their chaplaincy by Father Paul Seil. You may recognize him from his popular TV show, Our Daily Bread. Reverend Paul Seil.
Hold your applause. He was on the Christmas special last year. You were, right? Yeah. I hate to correct you, too, but I'm not the fire department chaplain. That's been vacant since Father Joe Bain was reassigned by his community as religious order of the Franciscans to Massachusetts. So when they need a priest for something, they've called on me a couple of times. I'm glad to be here. We're waiting for the bishop to appoint a new chaplain to the fire department from among the priests of the Diocese of Buffalo. You may know he's otherwise occupied at this time. So it may be a little while, you know. But anyway, as we come together, I'm sure many of you know the beautiful story. And with the cantor here today, it's so significant that I remember a time when I was a child when the original temple burned down and there was a Buffalo firefighter who was prominently featured at that time because he knew the importance of the scroll, the Torah, and he went in and he saved it. And that's, you know, just so symbolic, I think, today when we come together in a time of division and difficulty and lack of civility, you know, when we remember that we all share one common humanity and one human dignity. We read in the Hebrew scriptures, in the Psalms, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guard the city, in vain does the guard keep watch. O Lord, this building is but bricks and mortar. This building is but a material place. But the people who dwell and work and provide for the safety of this community, they are real, living, breathing people. children of you, the Most High God. We ask you on this new day to continue to bless us. Bless those first responders. Bless those who make these awesome decisions. Bless all of those who are there to serve our community. We read in the Christian scriptures in the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, in the end, three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. So we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will increase our faith in time of doubt, increase our hope in time of any despair, and let us always know of your love as we share that love with one another. And this we ask of you, gracious God, who is the one God living and true forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father Paul. I hope you get your resume in. Now, you heard from the mayor recognizing all of our government servants, our council leadership, President Pridgen, and recognizing all the great work that went into this reality of a building, a joint fire police headquarters. For the first time in 81 years, the former building served us well in the police department since 1937. So that actually replaced the building that was just two or three blocks down the Franklin Street at Erie, Seneca, and Franklin Street. So I hope you all come back in about 80 more years when we move up the street probably to Franklin and Chippewa for the dedication of the new fire and police headquarters. The commissioner keeps my jokes brief. He's usually got me on a very tight schedule. He won't let me say too much, but I do want to acknowledge all of the police and fire personnel, the public works personnel, the contractors, the union laborers that have done such a tremendous job, the painters. I could tell you a painter joke, but it would make you bristle. The electricians like light humor. So I'll leave you with this. I met one of the carpenters working on our project here, and he was describing all the nails, penny nails and 1-inch and 2-inch and roof nails and masonry nails and all kinds of nails. And he said the only nail he doesn't like to hit is his thumbnail. Thank you very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.